The Power That Shook the World, October 22. I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the disciples, clothed with the divine panoply, went forth as witnesses to tell the wonderful story of the manger and the cross. They were humble men, but they went forth with the truth. After the death of their Lord, they were a helpless, disappointed, discouraged company, as sheep without a shepherd, but now they go forth as witnesses for the truth, with no weapons but the Word and the Spirit of God, to triumph over all opposition. They were transformed in character and united in the bonds of Christian love. From their lips came words of divine eloquence and power that shook the world. The third, fourth, and fifth chapters of Acts give an account of their witnessing. Those who had rejected and crucified the Savior expected to find his disciples discouraged, crestfallen, and ready to disown their Lord. With amazement they heard the clear, bold testimony given under the power of the Holy Spirit. The words and works of the disciples represented the words and works of their teacher, and all who heard them said, "They have learned of Jesus, they talk as he talked." And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. The chief priests and rulers thought themselves competent to decide what the apostles should do and teach. As they went forth preaching Jesus everywhere, the men who were worked by the Holy Spirit did many things that the Jews did not approve. There was danger that the ideas and doctrines of the rabbis would be brought into disrepute. The apostles were creating a wonderful excitement. The people were bringing their sick folk, and those that had been healed were shouting the praises of God and glorifying the name of Jesus, the very one whom the Jews had condemned, scorned, spit upon, crowned with thorns, and caused to be scourged and crucified. This Jesus was extolled above the priests and rulers. The apostles were even declaring that he had risen from the dead. The Jewish rulers decided that this work must be stopped, for it was proving them guilty of the blood of Jesus.